You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Anyone recording a first record can only dream of Franz Ferdinand's debut success. The Glasgow art rock band wanted to write dance music, and they didn't really have much experience at that. They played about 20 shows before they recorded their first CD. And they weren't seasoned musicians either. The drummer had just started playing guitar, and the guitar player had just switched to drums. But no matter. They had hits, danceable hits, and a success beyond imagination. Now, about 300 shows later, the very seasoned Franz Ferdinand have made their second album with more hooks than songs. It's an optimistic bunch of tunes and a title that speaks much to that optimism. The CD's called You Could Have It So Much Better. That title track has lyrics reminiscent of the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction, with some guy on the TV telling us to get this or to buy that. But in this song, they aren't singing about what you can't get. The philosophy seems to be, you can get it if you really want.
The last message you sent said I looked really down, that I ought to come over and talk about it. Well, I wasn't down. I just wasn't smiling at you yet.
Franz Ferdinand, there are 13 new songs on their new CD. You Could Have It So Much Better. The Talking Heads had a surprisingly good first LP back in 1977, and their follow-up record turned out to be one of the best second records any band has ever made. Now, more songs about buildings and food is being re-released along with all the Talking Heads recordings. There are bonus tracks on the CD, including this alternate take of the opening track, Thank You for Sending Me an Angel.
What you see? You can
Talking Heads, an alternate version of a song that opens their second LP called More Songs About Buildings and Food. That alternate version can be found as part of a new set of 8 dual discs with 5.1 surround mixes, unreleased songs, and some video, all packaged in a great-looking white brick box. Individual releases will be out in the coming months. New music now from a band that's new to me, maybe not to you, Wolf Parade. They're based in Montreal and formed in Victoria, British Columbia. Their first CD was recorded by Isaac Brock of Modest Mouse. Other touchstones would be Arcade Fire. The drummer and the guitarist have played with that incredible Montreal band. Let's listen to Modern World from their debut full-length CD called Apologies to the Queen Mary. Wolf Parade, and that's from a CD called Apologies to the Queen Mary. The band's just added a new member, guitarist Dante DeCaro, formerly of Hot Hot Heat, and they're playing dates in Canada with Arcade Fire. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Having been around for a few thousand years, you'd think the pipa, the ancient Chinese lute, would have little to add to its long, elegant history. Put the pipa in the hands of Wu Man, and she'll take it into the orchestra pit or have it converse with a mountain dulcimer or a banjo. When Wu Man hears music from East Africa or South Carolina, she hears something familiar in the other plucked string relatives. On a CD called Wu Man and Friends, she plays with sounds from around the world. And on our next song, she creates musical magic with a bandura, a harp-like instrument from the Ukraine. Thank you. Pipa Virtuoso, Woo Man, along with bandura player Julian Catasti. That song was called Night Rider. It's from a CD called Woo Man and Friends. Charlie Sexton was only 4 years old when his mother started taking him to her favorite Austin nightclubs. So maybe it isn't so odd that by age 13, he was playing in a band with fellow Texan Joe Ely, and a few years later with Ron Wood and Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. All that was a long time ago. More recently, guitarist Charlie Sexton produced a record for Lucinda Williams, toured with his inspiration Bob Dylan, and made a CD in his home studio. Cruel and Gentle Things is the CD Charlie Sexton has always wanted to make. Songs that are well-crafted, honed over time, without pressure, and without a record label waiting for finished product. Now Charlie Sexton is ready for us to hear his home recordings. Let's listen to this great guitarist's craft on a song called I'd Do the Same for You. Guitarist, singer, songwriter Charlie Sexton. His new CD, sort of a home studio postcard, is called Cruel and Gentle Things. When I listen to the pop jazz of Jamie Cullum, at times I hear middle-of-the-road jazz pablum, but at times, I hear something fresh, a talented singer and a piano player with a keen ear and a joyful sound. His first CD, called 20-something, sold a few million, and the follow-up has just been released. It's called Catching Tails. This song, written with Alan Toussaint, is called Get Your Way.
Sounds fine. I suppose it means we'll turn up around 9. Bought a bunch of flowers just for her. She says the burden's on the receiver. I opened the door and you walked in. The scent of wild jasmine. The room seemed to freeze in time. My regular table will be just fine. Radiant and elegant you might be, but your concentration is so cool lightly. Both of your eyes reflecting the moon. They think you own the room. So what game shall we play today? How about the one where you don't get your way? But even if you do, that's okay. So what game shall we play today? How about the one where you don't get your way? But even if you do, that's okay. Get up, reading the signs. It's turning out to be a real good time. Who'd have thought that entertainment lies in the winter of your discontent? Now, sit at the table face to face. Queen takes pawn, check on checkmate. I feel your foot brush against my leg. Not that easily laid. You flutter your eyes and you toss your hair. I have to say that it is kind of unfair. Now let me tell you, baby, now what's in store. You win the battle, but I'll win the war. So what game shall we play today? How about the one where you don't get your way? Even if you do, that's okay. So what game shall we play today? How about the one where you don't get your way? Even if you do, that's okay. Suppose, although my feelings are all juxtaposed, but truth be told, I'm as fickle as hell. But gentlemen, never kiss and tell. So what game shall we play today? How about the one where you don't get your way? But even if you do, that's okay. So what game shall we play today? How about the one where you don't get your way? But even if you do, that's okay.
Jamie Cullum, singing and playing piano on a song called Get Your Way from the CD Catching Tails. Not a Surf could have wound up as MTV One Hit Wonders. It was their 1996 video hit titled Popular, produced by the Cars' Rick Ocasek, that put the New York band into an awful lot of living rooms. It was their beautiful and melancholy 2002 release, Let Go, that made it clear Not a Surf was going to be here for a long time. The trio recorded their new CD with Death Cab for Cutie's Chris Walla as producer. The CD's out, and it's called The Wait is a Gift. This song's called Always Love.
Tonight. to make a mountain of. Your life is just a choice, but I never learned enough to listen to the voice that told me always love. Hate will get you every time, always love. Don't wait till the finish line. Stop. It helps to write it down, even when you then cross it out. But always love, hate will get you every time. Always love, even when you wanna fight. Self-directed lives, I wanna know.
Not a Surf. Their new CD is called The Wait is a Gift. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The Fiery Furnaces are brother and sister, Eleanor and Matt Friedberger. For the most part, you can find Matt playing the wacky keyboards and Eleanor singing. They're an acquired taste, but their sense of humor and musical adventure makes for very fun listening. They like to make concept records, and the LP by The Who Sellout, always comes to mind when I hear their frenetic approach to music. For their new CD, Rehearsing My Choir, the duo have recruited their 83-year-old grandmother, Olga. The CD is Olga Sarantos telling the story of her life as choir director, organist, wife, in wonderful microscopic detail, much like hearing her diary set to sound. This tale is called Though Let's Be Fair.
Though let's be fair, I had other loves before my husband, other sweethearts, Tom Kitsos, for instance, and another I won't name.
I loved him truly, or so I thought. Turned on another snare he'd been caught.
They were to get married that June, and all the relatives from New Hampshire and Harrisburg were coming. And the day I heard, I went home and closed the door to my room. And I lay down on my bed, and I may have cried very briefly.
I wished and wondered if they would last. I tried to tell myself, put it in the past.
And that June as I was organist at our church, didn't you know? I was up in the choir loft looking down on all the friends and relations playing as they walked down the aisle.
I'd see him round some, we'd nod and smile. I couldn't decide if I was still in love with him after all this while.
I'd see them together at church, and they'd look sort of grim. It didn't seem as though she was happy with him.
The Fiery Furnaces and Grandma Olga on a new recording called Rehearsing My Choir. Another Canadian band has just entered my listening pile, and the first track of their new CD is amazing. The band from Toronto is called The Constantines. Their third CD is called Tournament of Hearts. And this song is called Draw Us Lines. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our engineer is Daniel Shukin. Our intern is Mike Katzeff. There's a podcast version of our show at our site. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
Fiery desire. Mm-hmm.